So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Among the texts, and I got to clean up a couple things. Nice to see Chad, I think they mean, and CCO help people break the law. Dave, you listen. I was a participant. There have been dozens and hundreds of reports about the conflicts between individuals who happen to be there in ICE, individuals who call themselves disruptors in ICE. Where in that did I come out and say, here's the roadmap, you should do more of this, I'm all for it, here are all the numbers? Did I black out when I said that?
I was in between the lines. I was listening between the lines. No, you and Madison McVann both talked about things where, I mean, she specifically said, talking about things that are legal. You can drive behind somebody. It's legal. ICE would perhaps view that and horn honking the whistles as obstructing their work.
Yeah.
But it's not illegal activity. You can blow a whistle.
Yeah. Let me say personally, as someone who, God, how long do I want to make this answer? I'm glad the border's closed. I don't fault individuals for leaving their awful countries. And if they're now here for 5, 10, 15, 20 years, and they're positive members of society, they're your neighbors. Do I think we got to get them all? I don't. I just don't. Do I want an America where we have ICE officers, and many of them, very good individuals. Some not. Just like some of the protesters. Very good. Some not. Do I want where we're basically just pulling people over and saying, prove to me you're American? Because that's happening right now. That's gross. That's awful, in my opinion. Awful. Now, am I a fan of in any way driving erratically, getting in the front of ICE vehicles, even if you disagree with them? I'm not. I am all for showing up, speaking out, being as vocal and with a level of respect. Many of the protesters continue to do that. Getting in individuals' ears when you have no idea what that particular officer did, calling him a Nazi, saying all these vile comments, doesn't do it for me. There is a way to protest. Not like you're isolated somewhere. You can be in the middle of it. You can go to the Whipple Building. You can go to Powderhorn Park. But screaming expletives, Adam, no. ICE officers, pulling people over because they're brown, violently throwing them to the ground, or saying filth to any protesters? No. You're allowed to discern in a broad sense, because it's a broad story, but also in specific parts of it. So I don't know what the percentage is of protesters who go too far. I don't know the percentage of ICE officers who go too far. There are prime examples where it's egregious, where it's happened. You don't have to look real hard. When I got to call my stepson, who's brown, and beg him repeatedly, don't go out without your ID, because these individuals are being told, and some of them probably want nothing to do with it, but this is the Stephen Miller, Donald Trump white agenda of America. I believe that 100%. He started it when he jumped into politics for the first time after teasing it with the first black president wears his birth certificate. Donald Trump and race, it's not a good path. When I got to tell my stepson, please, for the love of God, don't go out. There's something wrong with what's going on. But apparently we can't cover the protesters. And again, get us, I'd put on 10 ICE officers to have them openly talk about what their job is like. Guess what? They're all told they're not allowed to talk. If you know somebody and can convince him, we will absolutely give him a fair opportunity on this show. But apparently just by interviewing someone, we're giving him a guide what to do.
You're encouraging illegal behavior, Chad. How dare you? Disgusting.
And there is a fair question on the line of how far you can go in just following someone, right?
That's where I struggle.
I do too.
If I'm driving home today,
yeah,
and I notice a vehicle is following me for whatever reason.
Right. Not impeding your path.
No.
Right.
As just a normal guy heading home without, you know, without any ties to ICE, I'm going to feel
stalked,
threatened, at the very least on edge. What does this person want?
Yep.
And now if you are a member of ICE and you know that you are despised by a large segment of this community, where does the line go on simply following somebody through the streets of Minneapolis or where they happen to be?
It is a very fair part of the debate, which is why I've said I'd rather protesters just go to prime locations that are very visible, including downtown, including the Whipple Building, including Powderhorn Park, including between 33rd and 34th. But I'm not a fan of just stalking everybody.
But if you go to a prime location, that's not what the disruptors are about. They're as Madison told us, their goal is to find where ICE is at the time, follow them, bring the whistles, honk the horns, and let everybody who's within that within that area know that ICE is here and perhaps you might need to get out or hide yourself.
I would also like, whatever percentage it is, more of ICE officers to act with a level of respect. Not after they've been called a Nazi and expletives. I get how hard it is to be patient then. But there's too much evidence of some individuals who right away are confrontational. Just instantly. There's other, trust me, folks. If you're in this business and you're not working hard, and let's be honest, there are people who don't work hard. And it annoys me to no end. And if you listen enough, they demonstrate it. It's not tough. I've watched hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of these videos to try to be prepared. And there are many examples of ICE officers who are trying to lower the temperature, who are saying, they're not saying this, but they're saying, this is my job. I live in Fridley. I got a wife. I got three kids. I got a mortgage. The kids got guitar lessons. The other kids got swimming lessons. I'm just trying to do my job.
That video's not getting on social media.
Right. There are others who had 47 days of training and don't know what the bleep to do. And it's sad. It really is. There's a ton of text on this. So I get how some people are like, can we talk about something else? And I don't know, the last 5 days we've both located about 50 other stories to discuss. It's one of the biggest stories we've had in this state for how long? Because it's not just that Renee Good is gone. It's not just Jonathan Ross's decision. It's everything that's happened tied to it.
And it's still happening.
And it's happening literally right now with stopping people. Chris Tubbs today sent a few of us a video of some sort of ICE border patrol right by his place. I mean, if you don't know anybody who's had this affect them, I just don't think you know a ton of people. And by the way, if you're only going to react to it because you know someone, that's not the perspective you should have in life. So let's get to a lot more text on this topic. I do want to get to, and we will at 2:05. I want to get back to a guy who calls this show a lot, Joe, whose point was yesterday, and he said a month. We're going to expand it a little bit further. I'm not getting to it now, but I'm just going to give you a preview. And then we're going to have Jamie at 2:30, and we're not going to talk about it. And we've tried for three very prominent guests today. One of the guests I've communicated with numerous times, be nice if his handler would actually do his job and get back to us. Really nice if the person would just do his bleeping job and respond like the person in the news does right away, whose job is, oh, I don't know, about 500 times more busy. But bravo to this person. Probably not helping us to get that person on right now.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Yeah, I'm not saying
it's very cryptic. I don't know.
How long would you want to put up with this in this state? Like, if you're one who thinks everybody's got to go. Somebody could be here 35 years. They could be a grandfather. They could be the doctor you've seen. They could be the lawyer. They could be the bartender. They could be the guy who cuts the grass at your golf course. But you want them all out. Would you put up with this for 35? I mean, for 3 months, 4 months, 5 months, 6 months? How long of this of America do you want? We'll get to that at 2:05. It's 36 past one on CCO. I'm going to talk Aquarius. I'm going to talk about something in our lives that we all should be able to agree on. It's not that we don't have a debate on how much water we should drink or how frequently or why we don't drink enough. Because very few of us drink enough water. I'm in that category. Even though I am with this great company, Aquarius, homeservices.com, and I've had the Kinetico drinking water system since 1993. What am I going to have right now? Hold on a second.
Oh, you really enjoyed that. I can see
it. That was good. And that's not the crappy water here in this building. Ugh. Anybody drinks the water in this building, you're putting a risk.
I've got some of that right now.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Vile.
That's, he's a terrible actor. That's just legit. 1993, I've been a customer with Aquarius Home Services. Not just the drinking water system, but also the water softener. And let's get to one of the best deals that you're going to hear all year. Get this great top-of-the-line Kinetico drinking water system and pay nothing for 6 months and no interest for 6 months. Then, if you want a new air-conditioned furnace, because, yes, Aquarius is in that business also, same thing. No payment, no interest for 6 months. What are you waiting for? Get all of them. AquariusHomeServices.com.
Father, or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron assemble and bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, pleading like she's got followers. So go to BlueApron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders, plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, among the texts, why won't you give up your friend? Why would you decline turning them in? They're illegal. Shame on you, about 19 exclamation points. If you don't turn them in, they could die. If you protest, you could die. Just stay home and mind your own business. If you have nothing to do this, why? You're getting in the way. They don't like that. I want to ask this person and all of you, not the violent criminals. I have an endless text, okay, on the reporting which we've covered from the federal government, which I don't think, regarding the Department of Justice, has any credibility. Joe Thompson and five others stepping away today because it appears they clearly have been told that only investigate Renee Good, don't investigate the actions of Jonathan Ross. That's what you want, honestly? Then you don't believe in justice. If all of these folks were recently captured, bravo. I don't want any rapists, any murderer, anyone attacking children, anyone of a violent nature. The Trump Justice Department and accuracy and consistency on when people are arrested and when they're not normally doesn't hold up, Dave. Because sometimes there'll be bold statements, but look at, we just read. Then you find out it was over a 10-year period. The idea of having a violent offender in a jail when there are federal charges and there's no communication, I'm troubled by that. I am troubled by that. I also think if you've looked at this Justice Department and how Trump has arrested people and disappeared people, sometimes American citizens, or sometimes folks who did nothing illegally, and maybe they're from this country, but they send them to the worst of the worst prisons in Venezuela, and you're like, oh, of course the DOJ is just going to be great. There's healthy skepticism with them. But I want this texter to think about that. The texter who most likely was born in America, most likely is a white person, and might be an amazing success story. Might have grown up broke, worked his or her tail off. If your friend, because in this case he said turn in your friend, has been here, let's just go with 20 years, Dave. And you met your friend because your kids are on the football team. And then you find out your friend's an accountant. And then your friend moves in your neighborhood. And you hang out, whether it's a neighborhood block party or you get together for New Year's Eve or you watch football together. And they are a productive member of society. 20-some years here. And they left an area where they had no chance. And by the way, we're still the greatest country on the planet. Even with the president with no moral character, who's trying to challenge it, and he's got the power to do it. You really, you're telling me that you're the person who would turn that person in? 20 years here, 15, 16 years as a friend, they've done nothing but act like a good person, and you're going to say in Guatemala, your parents were beat by authorities. Got married, wife was assaulted, you wanted your two kids to have a better life, came here and found that in Woodbury, and you're going to be the person to turn that person in. I'm not talking the violent offender. I'm not talking. This texter's like, turn your friend in. You're a lousy friend.
They've been here for 20 years. You've been friends for 10 to 15 years. Why'd you wait? If you knew they were illegal 5-10 years ago, you have to wait for the ICE search to turn them in. Now's the time, I guess, to step up and make that decision.
This is now. I get it. In the most ideal world, we would have a process where individuals, by the way, the leader wants more white individuals coming to the country. It's overwhelmingly clear. We would have a diversity come in this country. And these folks would be evaluated very quickly. And this administration has done a great job on the border. But it's not that easy. And so you're going to leave this country after 20 years here, go back to Guatemala in this example, and then go there where it might not be any better, and your kids basically have known this country. That's who you want to get. Violent offenders, yes. Let's come up with an actual system, yes. But if that's your description of being a friend, we just don't agree. Don't agree at all. Let's pause. Let's get away from it for a little bit. We're going to get back to it early next hour. But Jordan Addison, to the shock of no one, another legal issue. And KOC, I thought, said nothing today. Let's get to that in moments. A caller off air in listening to our dialogue on turning a friend in who's been here for 20 years, who we pointed out repeatedly is an upstanding citizen, has a job, is contributing to society. And I said, I, as a friend, would not turn that person in. I would not. This person thinks that's the same thing as not turning in Kathleen Salaya, Sarah Jane Olson. By the way, you must not have heard me during those days because I blistered the folks who said, oh, she's been a productive member of society. Just let her live her life. I mocked that and said that was outrageous. She was involved in an intent to murder police officers.
Pleaded guilty.
Pleaded
murder related
guilty.
To the death.
She ran from it for 20 years. This person thinks that's the same thing as a guy or a gal leave and pick your country and comes here and breaks. Yeah, I get it. Illegal. Did not wait in proper line. I get it. Understand that. But then here did nothing, including the craziness, didn't participate in trying to murder a police officer. That's the same if hypothetically my neighbor came from Mexico and now is a great talk show host. And member of the Kiwanis Club and all this stuff. That's the same thing as Sarah Jane Olson 20 years before running and hiding from participating in an attempted murder police officer.
I see a difference, but it's only slight.
My God. Just a slight grip on reality. I listened to KOC. I cheated on Carter. I listened to Yadot, my boy PA. Happy birthday, PA. Just turned 60 last week. KOC, and we might get him. We might go after him again. We've had him on a few times. But, man, when he doesn't want to say anything.
He's talented.
He is talented. When he's on with PA on the Tuesday thing, and again, I'll cheat on Carter. He can be very good. But today, talk. I mean, wants this competitive quarterback room, but. A lot of vague statements about it. Flores, we want him back. But then our guy Seifert asked the question. He can still be a head coach. Why hasn't he signed a contract here? Because he is free and clear. He's as much an employee of the Vikings as you are right now. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You have the same Viking. Like, does his fob work right now? Because if his fob works right now, your fob should work. At
mine does. I can get into Vikings.
You can get into TCO?
Yeah.
Now, some of it could be that the Flores, could be maybe he and KOC aren't as tight as we think. Maybe. I don't know. As a very smart Viking observer said the other day, sometimes when you're the offensive coach, that's how you got the job, and all you hear about is the defense, the defense, the defense. Might bug you a little bit. Might. There's a long history of that. Listen to Mike Zimmer when he was coaching this team, and if the offense didn't do well, it was like he was talking about the opponents, right? KOC has way better finesse than Zimmer. We know that.
Even when the offense was doing well. Minneapolis miracle season. How many times do we hear the quarterback? He's got a horseshoe somewhere. I don't know how he's doing it.
Yeah. So also now that Flores is not an employee, if he signs somewhere else, the compensation, which they've set up because this sport is too white in their head coaches, where if you lose a person of color who leaves your organization, goes somewhere else, they're going to be like third-round draft choice compensation. In this case, maybe they bring none. Let me get to Jordan Addison. We have some details here. He's at a casino, the Seminole Hard Rock Cafe, arrested at 3:46 a.m., booked at 7:33. Trespassing in an occupied structure conveyance is a level one misdemeanor. He can't stop, Kenny. He just can't stop. And if you were of the belief, trade him, sign Naylor, that trade value just went down quite a bit. CBS and Susie Jones next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.